觉得这是一首被歌名耽误的好歌，歌曲名字叫做 Oh Baby， 实在是太普通了，但听两句你就会发现你现在这好听的节奏中了。 When I was a young boy， 欢迎你收听今天的听歌学英语，我是主播小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。歌名很普通，但歌曲很好听，也许满眼都是你的人会经常不自觉地呼唤你宝贝儿吧。好了，话不多说，听歌吧。 When I was a young boy, I never knew I could fall in love with a woman like you. You're the best thing that ever came into my life.Now as the seasons come and they go, there's one thing I'd like you to know. Every day, every night, it'll be so right. Fall in love with the one who has always loved you. Ooh, baby, you're driving me crazy. OK， 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。下面一起来看一下歌词中的英语表达吧。 I never knew I could fall in love with a woman like you. You're the best thing that ever came into my life. When I was a young boy, I never knew I could fall in love with a woman like you. You are the best thing that ever came into my life. 当我还年轻的时候，我从来没有想过我会爱上如你一般的女人。你是我生命中最美好的存在。多么美好的歌词啊！第一个美好的单词啊，短语叫做爱上 fall in love with。节目中讲解过很多遍了，就不需要再多讲了吧。Fall in love with， 爱上。接下来这个词是 come into， 非常简单，基本意思呢就是进入，像歌词中的 come into my life 就是进入到我的生命中来。再比如说 several new members have come into the club since last year， 自从去年以来呢，又有一些新成员加入了俱乐部。 那这个词既然这么简单，有什么好讲的呢？那接下来呢，我们就要了解到 coming to 还有继承财产的意思。比如说 My father has just come into fortune in diamonds. 我的父亲刚刚怎么样 coming to 继承了一些什么 a fortune, 一些财产。什么样的财产呢？Diamonds, 钻石，连起来就是我父亲刚刚继承了一大批的钻石财产。My father has just come into a fortune in diamonds. 好，来说点更有深度的东西。有两个词叫做 come into possession of, come into the possession of。这两个词呢，形式上的区别就是第二个词多了定冠词的，那它们含义上有什么区别呢？第一个词没有 the 的话呢，它的主语是人，指的是人占有或者是获得了什么东西，那加上了一个定冠词 the, 这个时候呢主语就要变成物了，指的是物品为人所有，被人所占有。我们来听两个例句体会一下好不好。第一句， When did he come into possession of those books? 他什么时候得到那些书的？发现没有，没有定冠词的话，主语是他，是人。下面这个句子主语是物，那么加了一个 the 来看一下。 When did these books come into the possession of him? 这些书什么时候被他得到的？好，这两个词的区别你懂了吗？现在来回顾一下歌词。 When I was a young boy, 当我还是一个小男孩的时候， I never knew, 我从来没有想到， I could fall in loveWith a woman like you, 我会爱上像你这样的女人。You are the best thing that ever came into my life. 你是我生命中最美好的存在。Now, as seasons come and they go, there's one thing I'd like you to know. 春去秋来，夏尽冬至，我只想让你知道一件事。来看第一个词 season, season 表示季节，当然还有赛季或者是旺季、时期之类的意思。那么它做动词的话呢，还可以指给什么调味，还有适应的意思，还有风干的意思，这个是比较特殊的用法。我们来听个例句。 The carpenter taught us how to season wood.这位木匠教我们怎么样 season wood, 就是对木材进行干燥处理。那这里的 season 指的是风干的意思，这个特殊的词义大家可以理解一下。好，来看一下跟 season 有关的一些短语。第一个 in season 表示旺季、正当时令或者是盛产的季节。比如说 fruit is cheapest in season, 在水果旺季的时候呢，价格是最便宜的。Fruit is cheapest in season. Okay, in season 还可以表示恰好的时候，比如说 I arrived in season for the examination, 就是我及时赶上了考试。 I arrived in season for the examination. 下一个短语 out of season, 它跟 in season 呢有一些相对应的含义，它能表示淡季或者是花凋谢之类的意思。比如说 The price is so high because lilacs are out of season now. 这里的 lilac 指的是紫丁香花，这句话意思是紫丁香花现已落令，所以呢售价是如此的昂贵。 The price is so high because lilacs are out of season now. 好，接下来这个短语叫做 season 2。很显然这里的 season 是做动词来使用的， season 2表示适应。比如说 He was seasoned to the hard life, 他过惯了艰苦的生活。来看最后一个短语 season 加上介词 with 的话呢，表示给什么加调料或者是添加什么，使什么更有趣。比如说 He likes to eat mutton which was seasoned with garlic, 他喜欢用大蒜调味的羊肉。第二个例句 He seasoned his lecture with pleasant anecdotes,他在演讲中插入一些有趣的 anecdotes, 指的是轶事啊，使之更加生动。他在演讲中插进一些有趣的轶事，使之更加生动。来听一下英文。He seasoned his lecture with pleasant anecdotes. 好了，回顾一下歌词。Now, as seasons come and they go, 季节变化来来去去 There's one thing I'd like you to know 我呢只有一件事想让你知道推荐的这首歌曲叫做 Oh Baby 不知道是不是你喜欢的呢如果你想收听更多精彩英文好歌欢迎关注微信公众号小 C 微英语我是主播小 C 咱们下期见 Bye